Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated, does not offer tax and or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw that there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent. Therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients' interests. Today is our third episode in our series entitled Insurance and You. In our previous episode, we discussed beneficiaries and the important concepts and definitions surrounding the naming of beneficiaries on insurance applications. Today, we are going to discuss insurance ratings, a very important topic. There are currently five major companies that publish financial strength ratings on insurance companies. When applying for insurance, it's important to understand what these ratings mean and which ratings are best so that you can make an informed decision on which insurance policy is right for you and for your family. Before I begin, I have my youngest son, John Paul. John Paul, you want to say hello?
Hello, Daddy.
And he's sitting here and sitting right next to me during this podcast, so we're very proud to have him here at Craig James Financial. Well, with John Paul next to me, let's discuss the insurance ratings. Presently, the five major companies that publish the financial strength ratings of insurance companies are Standard & Poor's, Fitch Ratings, AM Best, Moody's Investor Service, and the Street.com ratings, which was formerly the Weiss ratings. For today, we're going to focus on two of the most common and widely used ratings from AM Best and Standard & Poor's. A company's rating is a barometer of its ability to pay a claim down the road. A high rating indicates the company has plenty of assets and reserves available to pay claims. Since life insurance claims are usually made many years after you purchase the policy, it's important to keep an eye on your company's financial strength. Any number of factors can influence a rating. If a company makes some bad financial decisions and begins losing money, the rating could drop. Mergers or even the news of a merger can influence an insurance company's ratings. Financial strength is vital when it comes to choosing what company to purchase insurance from, because you want to pick a company that you know is going to be able to pay your death benefit and uphold all promises made to you initially. I'm now going to ask Jenna, registered representative of Craig James Financial Services, to go into some detail about the rating categories and which ratings are best.
Thank you, Craig. For those of you listening, you may want to grab a pen and paper to write down the ratings I'm about to go over. First, let us look at AM Best ratings. Remember, ratings are based on an independent opinion of an insurance financial strength. So it's also the ability to meet their ongoing insurance policy and contract obligations to those who are taking out insurance policies. AM Best's best rating is A++, followed by A+. They both mean that the insurer has quote-unquote superior financial strength. Then we have A and A-, which indicate quote-unquote excellent financial strength. Then B++, and B+, which indicate that the insurer's financial strength is quote-unquote good. All of these ratings are an indication that the insurer is secure, but any ratings below the ones mentioned above indicate that the insurer is vulnerable to financial instability. Next, we have the ratings provided by Standard & Poor's. A rating of AAA signifies that the insurer has, quote-unquote, extremely strong financial security characteristics. Then we have AA, which differs only slightly from their best rating. A rating of AA signifies, quote-unquote, very strong financial characteristics. Then we have a rating of BBB, which indicates that the insurer has, quote-unquote, good financial characteristics, but is more likely to be affected by adverse business conditions. AAA, AA, and BBB are all considered to signify secure companies. Any ratings below a BBB are considered to be vulnerable companies. Ratings are vital when choosing which company to purchase insurance from. Be sure the company is financially strong. Many independent services rate the financial strength of life insurance companies. So keep in mind that ratings may vary among services, and slight variations are normal, such as the difference between a AAA and a AA. Be aware that not all companies choose to be rated by every service, since rating services charge a substantial fee for such a comprehensive review. Be sure to check with your state's insurance department or financial professional to make sure the company is licensed in your state. The ratings I discussed today come from insure.com, and they're widely available on the web. I'm now going to bring back Craig to give you a few more thoughts on insurance ratings.
Thank you, Jenna. So in today's episode of Insurance and You, we covered the topic of insurance company ratings, the companies who rate insurance companies, and what their codes mean of the ratings of the insurance companies. The review of the insurance companies by independent rating agencies is as important as the structure of the insurance itself. In future episodes, we'll be covering the riders that are available with insurance policies, as well as a discussion on the questions that may come up on an insurance application, and more on how these contracts can benefit you, your family, and your estate. This is our third episode in our series titled Insurance and You. We hope you benefited from the time that you spent with us today, and that you will continue to enjoy the benefit from our future podcasts. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, or anything that we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. I'll turn it over to John Paul.
On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you.